we'll just console one another. That's how it is. I mean, these are modern problems, and you never know. Except I'm almost convinced that any time I say whatever you bring home, we're going to be fine with it. You know, it's because she gets all overwrought about making decisions among, I'm probably responsible. I'll take it. I'm probably responsible for getting her overwrought because I asked too many questions and I had too many concerns. But this is how we think. I have discovered that the male and the female do have different considerations. Given any singular thing, we look at it differently, we consider it differently, we have different questions and different aspects. I can't anticipate them all. I've been a husband long enough to know that the best thing to do is just say, honey, anything you want. And then just deal with it, you know. So we got involved in this pull-out drawer. And I said it has two bins, a bottom bin and a top bin. And they fight with one another, whichever one presents itself to you when you open the door, the drawer, as I should say. And we took them out, of course, because I wanted to get that thing completely dry, free of frost and such. I don't know how long it's been doing what it was doing. But I wanted to get it completely dry so that when it started to freeze things again, there wouldn't be an issue. So she bought that, and we worked on it and worked on it. But we took these drawers out. Now, don't you know, to put them in again, we had to consult the manual that came with it. Don't ever throw one of those things away. Oh, just keep a good filing system and file that sucker away, because you will need it sometime or other. To put those drawers in was a real thing. And that's just all I got to say about that. And it's just another day in the life. It's awfully good to talk with you, Gary. And I didn't know you had so much experience with such things as this. And it's sometimes it's just good to pour the whole bucket out, you know, which is, I guess, what I've done here. Just pour the whole bucket out, see what you got, and listen to a sympathetic and understanding voice on the other end. And I thank you for being there. You take care, Gary, won't you? Everybody out there, have a good night, and let's hope for a good day tomorrow. Maybe a carbon copy of today. Chad was right. It's a glorious day. And, well, let's all remember who's in charge. This is KK4JBQ.
On the mountain, have his say. Well, Larry, you're absolutely correct. You know, we have different thought processes that from our female counterparts, and it's best to listen to them. And you know, if they're not happy, ain't nobody happy. But I learned appliance service from my father-in-law and my brother-in-law, which were both been that. My father-in-law told me a long time ago when he was first training me or teaching me a little bit about it. He said, if you go into a lady's home and she says that her washing machine got up, went out the back door, ran around in the backyard three times and fell over and died, he said, you go out there and look for tracks. He said, if you will listen to the homeowner or to the one that uses the appliance the most, which is normally the wife, he said, they will normally tell you what's wrong with the machine, and you can just go right in there, and you don't have to go through any diagnostics or whatever. He said, you know, you can be in and out a lot quicker if you'll listen. They use the machine on a daily basis, and, you know, not daily. You wouldn't want to run a washing machine every day, I don't guess, but, you know, they run it more frequently than you do, and if they tell you what's wrong with it, you can go in and fix it in no time. But if they say, I don't know what's wrong with it, you have to go in there and go through all the cycles and all of this and that and the other, trying to find out what it's doing or what it's not doing. So I had a very, very good teacher. You talking about an Elmer now? my father-in-law, he was a super Elmer as far as appliance repair goes. Went out with him a couple of times, and he said, pick the toolbox up. I carried the toolbox in, and he sat it down, and I sat it down, and we talked to the homeowner there. What's the matter with your appliance? And, you know, Daddy looked at me and he says, okay, fix it. First thing I did was, you know, I said, would you explain to me again what this thing did? He said, you're learning.
Well, you had me going there, seeing this washing machine out there in the backyard doing a dance. And, oh, heaven's sakes. Well, all that is true. And that goes for practically anything. I spent a lot of years behind the counter with jewelry customers, people who came in to purchase jewelry or people who came in to repair their jewelry. I was the guy. Well, actually, we had three of them, but we had our specialties. So, this doesn't sound like what we were talking about, but it is in some regard. So this lady comes in, bless her heart, and she puts some earrings on the counter, and she says, I want you to fix these, but I just have to tell you that I have a special need. And I couldn't wait to hear that. So she says, one of my ears, if you notice, one of my ears is lower than the other. And these are drop earrings, okay? So when you adjust these earrings for me, I want them to hang so that when you look straight on, both the little dangly parts are the same length. So that means, of course, that one has to be a little longer than the other to make up for the... Well, it takes all kinds of things to make a world. And this... So I found myself, I mean, there was no problem with her request. And I found myself saying to her, you know, I could hardly notice. And really, I think she's oversensitive, you know. And so I thought I would do whatever I could do to reassure her that it's not that noticeable, that her one ear being a little higher than the other on her head, not a problem. Not really a problem. I will do as you say here, and you know, easy fix. But I wanted her to go away from the counter feeling good about it, and I think I did that. Working with people is not a skill. It's a cultivated gift. I think you just have to be on the right side of the way you think of things. And there was lots of stuff like that. People would come in with, I had a fellow, this was in Richmond, so there were a lot of people who, Virginia Military Academy, VMA, or it's Institute, I think, VMI. So it's a very prestigious place to have graduated from, and he had this big honking ring on his finger, and his finger was about three times the size it ought to be, because he got that thing stuck on there, and he wanted me to cut it off. He'd been two other places, and they'd fiddled with it enough to make it was a purple color. His ring finger was a purple color by now, and it takes a lot of, you just got to charge on through, you know. You just got to charge on through. We got it fixed. He got a little cut in his finger, but because the piece that I cut out that I'd be putting back is a little sharp after the saw went through it. It takes a ring cutting saw to take those things off. It takes all kinds. So if anybody else is out there listening, I hope you have spent your time well, and this is what we do here. Gary, it's always a charge. I enjoy this so much, and gotta say, as net controls go, you're one of the best. KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
I thought you were going to tell that last gentleman that had the VMI ring on his finger with his finger swollen up. He said that, you know, he'd come in to have it cut off. I said, well, which one do you want me to cut off, the ring or the finger? I know you wouldn't do that, but that's the thought that it crossed my mind real quickly. But, yes, you have to... Well, I think it does take a special person to deal with the public. If you're not public minded and can get along with a lot of folks, you don't need to be in public getting sales or something of that nature. But as far as politicians go, that's a whole different ballgame. We ain't going there. But anyway, Larry, appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit tonight. Enjoyed it as always. I'm glad you got your refrigerator fixed, and I'm glad Miss Donna is happy. And that means the world to us as men, you know, when our ladies are happy. So y'all take care. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we'll look forward to doing this again sometime soon. 73 there, my friend. Have a good evening. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4 DOS.
DOS. 8 o'clock, so it's 10:15. Please check in. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4RO, W Richard Granville. No traffic, no roundtable.
DOS. KF4NXY David. And my wife, Marie, AF4SX, Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening, everybody on the net.
Wes, hope you and Miss Joy are doing well at home tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, the location is Simpsonville. Just came in, turned up the radio, heard you and Larry in there rag chewing. Good to hear you, Larry, and you as well, Gary. No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4ROW, Minister Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Richard, we're just waiting on you to come in. I hope you're doing well there, young man. And KF4NXY, that's Mr. David, and his sweet bride, KF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in Southern Greenville County around Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And AK4HR, Minister Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us, Mike. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. My sweet bride just hollered in here, and she is on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. He's normally in the bed by now. I don't know what he's talking to Mom about. He's probably taking a day off. But we got him in the log. Have I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Nothing else heard. That's about going to wrap it up. I'll go ahead and submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Folks had a grand total of 70 tonight. Great net. Enjoyed it. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, should be calling. If everything goes as planned, y'all come back and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.